Schools in the central Swedish town of Borlänge are to reopen again tomorrow after being shut today due to alleged threats. The local municipality took the decision to shut its schools today, affecting thousands of pupils and students, saying it had received a threat of violence. During the afternoon, they announced that police had taken a person into custody and that the threat had therefore passed, and schools can be open as usual tomorrow, Thursday. Pokemon cards have become a kind of hard currency among young people in Uppsala, and police and Uppsala Youth Outreach say older criminals are using the cards to pressure teenagers into committing crimes. They've seen cases where the cards, some worth thousands of kronor, are being used as payment. Hilde Wiberg at Uppsala Youth Outreach warns this could push criminality to even younger ages. Police say they're to end the stop-and-search zone in Stockholm's embassy district. In the zone, police have been able to search people in vehicles without a specific suspicion of a crime. The zone was introduced on March 23rd and extended on April 7th, but police say there aren't enough reasons to extend it again. Both the US and the Israeli embassies are in the area. Police add that the risk of violence remains and the area will continue to be under heightened surveillance. And finally, Stockholm's Museum of Rex has been named Swedish Museum of the Year 2026. In its motivation, the jury said the museum shows how pioneering ethical and sustainable preservation can be shaped in new ways, taking responsibility for our shared heritage. Opened in 2021, the museum takes a closer look at the shipwrecks and the maritime archaeology of the Baltic Sea. Those were Wednesday's headlines. For more news from Sweden, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.